Hey there, and welcome back to The Leadership Break. I'm Paula Chapoulos, leadership and mental health coach, and your companion in the messy, meaningful work of leading with heart. This season, we're talking about quiet leading through the middle, that long stretch of leadership when you're not brand new, not quite finished, and carrying more than most people see. In our last episodes, we talked about the stretch, the invisible labor, and the weight of what leaders quietly hold. Today, I want to shift us into something different. The hidden joys of leadership, the parts that don't always make it into the job description, but the things that really make it worth staying in the role. When we think of leadership rewards, it's easy to imagine titles, promotions, or recognition. But the real joys, the ones that sustained me, those tended to show up in quieter ways. It's that email from a former team member who says, "You were the first person who really believed in me." Or it's the look on someone's face when they realize they're capable of more than they thought. It's the relief you feel when a tough conversation actually deepens trust instead of breaking it. These moments rarely make the headlines or the reports, but they're the fuel that sustains us. They remind us that leadership is about humans, not just outcomes. I've heard leaders describe joy as something that sneaks up on them. A principal who said, "The best part of my week is when I see a student I worried about walk across the stage at graduation." A nonprofit director who realized, "We don't just meet needs, we're really creating hope." Or a manager who noticed how her team started holding each other accountable without her prompting. These aren't the dramatic wins. They're really the overlooked moments, the small, ordinary breakthroughs that are easy to miss if you're only measuring by the big markers of success. So what overlooked moments are happening in your own leadership right now? And are you giving yourself the pause to notice them? And I'd also invite you to consider if there are people that are on your team or your colleagues that you want to share those things with, because it matters and it helps others too. Now, here's the other piece. Joy is really part of your leadership legacy. Not the joy you chase, but the joy you create for others. Joy has a lot to do with culture. And you have a lot to do with culture. It's the encouragement you offer, the space you make for someone's growth. Those things ripple, and people carry them long after they've left your team or organization. So it's the hidden gifts of those middle years of leadership. You may not always see the impact right away, but you are planting seeds that will outlast you. So today I want to invite you to notice, what's one moment this week that made you glad to be a leader? Who have you seen grow because of the space you created? Where can you slow down enough to see the good that's already unfolding? Because yes, leadership is heavy at times. It's demanding and it's messy. But tucked inside all of that are moments of joy that can sustain you if you let them. Thanks for joining me for this episode of The Leadership Break. If this conversation sparked something for you, I'd love to hear what overlooked moments or joys you've noticed in your own leadership. You can share them with me on LinkedIn or just pause long enough to name them for yourself. Because the truth is, joy isn't an extra. It's part of what makes leadership worth it. Until next time, take your break and notice the joy and keep leading with heart.